Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I need a nap. How has your week been so far?
Pretty good, I'd say.
Okay. Good. Can you tell me the protocol if a customer tells you she's disputed the charges?
She's disputed the charges. That's, you go into,
Like, she's filed a dispute, and she's told you she's filed that dispute. What's your next step?
Oh, you would, cancel the account and then tell them they'd have to call their bank to a refund.
Okay. Check out this account for me. I'm teaming it to you. Make sure you open it in Chrome.
Okay, it is. Yeah, I've got it here. I'm looking at the notes right now.
Mm-hmm. Let me know if you want the call.
Yeah, what did that happen on the call?
The lack of notes. The lack of notes is kind of obvious now, isn't it?
You gotta be more.
Yes, you gotta be more thorough in your notations. You got to, because you don't. What happened on your call is not portrayed in your notes. You just put customer called in for refund, 49 refunded, homie.
Right.
So I just I'm teamsing you the call now. We're gonna listen to it and let me know when you're done.
All right. If it'll ever load.
You said it's not loading?
It is now.
Okay. Let me know when you're done.
All right, done.
All right, did you hear what I heard?
Yep.
All right, homie. You are at a written. The next step is a suspension with removal of at-home privileges.
Right.
Don't let these little bitty things cost you from being at home. You know what I mean?
Right.
To get an agent, and I want to nominate you for escalations, but I can't when you're doing these little these things, because when we refund a chargeback, it ends up making us look even worse, because not only did we refund the charge, but we got charged a $100 fee, so they got two of them and lost both of them because of the chargeback. So you can't do that. That's
right.
Why we have to have the bank call first. And then if you also review your notations on the account, there's no mention or there's no notations of a save.
Okay.
There's no notations of what type of threat was made. There are no request of what type of issues she was having. The fact that she said she never received it, you didn't notate that. You got to be more thorough with the notations.
Okay.
This is not Penguin. This is not Penguin at all. And then, also, I don't know if you've seen your QA, but you got a koala where you forgot to give the product knowledge. You did give the product knowledge, but you gave it after you offered the extension.
I see.
You got to give it before your save. Otherwise, it counts as no PK. Talk to me. What can I do to help?
I mean, nothing really. I just got to pay more attention. I mean,
I get it. I promise. All right. These little things have got to be nipped in the bud, because the little things is what adds up on you, Austin.
Right.
Got any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, not really.
All right. Make sure you reach out. Let me know if there is anything I can help with. Now I know that we just spent this part of the call going over the bad stuff, but I do want to make sure you know that I see the good stuff. You're great at de-escalating your customers. You thoroughly explain it when they have questions. So I do want you to know that I think you would be a great escalations agent, but we got to get these little things nipped in the bud before I can recommend you for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. Final questions.
I'm good to go.
All righty. Let me know if there's anything we can do to help, and go ahead and hop back on call, sir.
Will do.
Awesome. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.